Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Talking about the Broadway market, and I, you know, basically think I've made my opinion clear on the Broadway market. It's a dog. It needs to close down. No more taxpayer money for the Broadway market, because I've been doing this now almost half a century, folks, and the same year, every single year I've been working this job, I've heard the same thing. We need to get more people down there outside of the holidays. And then some of you have called in already and said, yeah, I was just down there. The place is like a ghost town. Does that sound like a viable business model? Would you put your own money into it? Why should taxpayers do it? With a, what I'm sure is a dissenting opinion. We have Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Novikowski with us on WBEN, Tanner. And council member, thank you very much. Appreciate your time today.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So what future is there for the Broadway market, given Buffalo's older demographics and poorer demographics, and the fact that it's basically a ghost town?
Yeah, so I want to touch on your general sense of malaise, because, you know, you bring up a good point. And so I, when going into assuming my office in 2020, there was an old report from former Fillmore District Council member Shirley Stolarski from the 70s. And the same things and the same issues they brought up with the market in 1977 were the same ones we have today. And so Broadway, Fillmore, and the Broadway market has had more UB studies than I feel like I have hair on my head. So why I'm here to tell you is that it is going to be different, and I'm going to point to some tangible things. So a few years ago, Governor Kathy Hochul had allotted over $40 million for the revamp of the Broadway market. And then there was foundational money from the Ralph Wilson board that gave in for staffing. And so what we had to do was we had to create a Broadway Market Management Board, a nonprofit agency to actually run the market. And that was to tap into the private funds for staffing, because municipalities don't do well running the market. Government doesn't do really well running a public market. So earlier this year, we passed a lease on the Common Council where that management entity will begin operation and running the Broadway market in July of 2026. And then bids for work will then commence at that time to then dispense that $40 million worth of work. And I'm proud of it in the sense of that my constituents for many years have gone to more meetings at the Broadway market and seeing what they want to see in their own community. It is the only public market the city of Buffalo has, and the thriving cities and urban areas have public markets. And
well, I could put gold plating on my toilet. It's still a toilet.
I think that it's different when it comes down to actual structural improvements, and a lot of people are rooting for the Broadway market, and you know it's a cultural asset that we need in the city of Buffalo and for Broadway Fillmore. And
well, how can you need something that nobody visits? Because answer this: is the Broadway market currently operating at a profit? Is it breaking even, or is it running a deficit? What
for
was last
many
year's net?
So for many years, the city of Buffalo has never run the public market in a profit because for years it was about to close down. And Byron Brown, when he first got into office, had made it a staple that he didn't want to close the Broadway market. And I think that a public market is important for the city of Buffalo and important to Broadway Fillmore. And I choose to live my life on the sunny side of the street. I think that this money
I choose to live mine on the realistic side of the street.
It is, but the realistic side is that the money has already been allotted for the state. A lot of people and community members are working really hard to make a go of it. And I think, you know, it's easy to talk negative about it, but the fact is that
because
next year it'll
work.
Be...
I mean, it is easy to talk negative about it because the thing is a dog, sir. It loses money. It's not operating at a profit. What other enterprise can continue and be sustainable with the kind... What kind of deficit does the market run every year, typically?
So the fact is, Tom, is I came on here to talk about what's going to happen at the Broadway market next year, and I'm demonstrating to you positive changes that are actually going to turn the market around. Look, I'm rooting for my district. I represent this neighborhood, and I represent the people that go into the market and the vendors that are there working their butts off to make a go of it.
But, sir, I have heard for the past almost half a century of doing this for a living how it was going to turn around at the Broadway market, and it hasn't happened. And the definition of insanity is to do the same things over and over again and, you know, pretend that Buffalo isn't older, pretend that Buffalo isn't poorer. And as far as the $40 million are concerned, there are people listening to this show right now who would love to see that money. They might even come to Buffalo if that money was spent on public safety or fixing up the potholes. And there are people working at the DPW or Streets and Sanitation who might actually like a roof that isn't falling down on them at work. I mean, aren't these priorities?
Yeah, they are priorities. And the fact is that a lot of good things are happening in that neighborhood. And progress looks different to different people. It's easy to drive down Broadway and have these vast opinions. And I understand you've been doing it for a half a century, but I'm not a half a century years old. I'm in my early 30s. So the fact is that I got elected. I represent the public interest in Broadway Fillmore, and the Broadway market is a staple in that area. And there's a lot of people from the state, federal, and local governments that are putting plans that are more realistic to actually turn around the Broadway market, to get people in there to stump for it, to get vendors in there, and to make it a public market. So next year, I believe that I'll see positive improvements that a lot of people have put a lot of work in to do.
I mean, honestly, it sounds like a great deal for the contractors who are going to do the work and the people who've done the studies and everybody who's greased in. But tell us what specific return are taxpayers going to get for the millions of dollars allocated? I mean, measurable metrics, not community value, but measurable metrics.
Measurable metrics are having a public market that vendors can go in, that's access to the public, that provides fresh foods and vendors and businesses to that area that'll help uplift that area. I mean, the fact is that, you know, I oftentimes fight with the preservationists because they say, well, you can't alter the Broadway market now. The real historic value of the building was in the 50s when they knocked it down to accommodate the suburbanite, where you'll see that parking garage is bigger than the actual market itself. And the fact is that community relies on community assets like the Central Terminal and the Broadway market for its vibrancy, and it's an investment. And I stand by it, and I look forward to its future investment and in turning around the Broadway market.
Councilman Mitch Novikowski is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. You talk about the value of a publicly owned market. So explain to me where the value is in a publicly owned market that is closed most days of the week and only seems to thrive around Easter.
Well, it's not. There's a lot of people that are working really hard and vendors that wouldn't agree with you that work and keep that open to provide fresh fruits and vegetables and meats and poultry and events there at the Broadway Market that's run by the Broadway Market manager who works really hard to get vendors in there, and not only other events that have a community kitchen and a lot of activities in there that make a go of it. I know it's easy to go down there and to cast aspersions, but the fact is that the Broadway Market market is a public market, and it's been around since 1888. And I'm not throwing up my hands and saying, "Up, well, this is terrible, knock it down," and then not have a plan to do anything with it in that large parcel. So the community planning in that neighborhood rely on the Broadway market and that large parcel to be successful.
But how can you rely on something that's closed Monday through Friday generally?
But it's not closed Monday through Friday.
Well, there are very few vendors. We've had calls today from people who couldn't even buy bread at the Broadway market today or the other day.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, it's not closed though, Tom. It's not.
It pretty much is a ghost town, according to a guy who was just there today, which is a Tuesday, of course. Let me ask you this: talking about the vendors, how many vendors are operating today versus 20 years ago? How many vendors?
I can't speak for what happened 20 years ago. I mean, that was under a different mayor and a different municipality. I'm dealing with, you know, in reality, that's right now. The Broadway market is in my district, and I'm going to work hard to make it adaptively reused so that it's a positive force in Broadway, Fillmore, and positive force in the city of Buffalo.
But if people from the suburbs do not come down because they don't feel safe in the city, of what use is that $40 million that might have been used for example, police protection or better roads?
Well, the fact is that I represent that area, and that's easy for someone to say that it's dangerous. I mean, they come in the city and say, you know, they look around, they think that it's dangerous. And then the fact is that that area has, you know, seen a lot of positive momentum and people moving into it. There's infill housing that's happening. There's public infrastructure that's happening. We finally see in those two sections of Broadway Fillmore, we see a lot of positive growth, and I'm proud of the progress that it's made.
Positive growth in what, homeless people?
No, I would say home ownership, people investing in the neighborhood, that we have strong block clubs that are around there. There's community residents that are taking a lot of pride in their homes, and I represent them. I'm real proud of them, and you know, I'm going to stick up for them. I'm not going to let them take hits, and the fact is that a lot of people make Broadway Fillmore their home, and I'm really proud to see that, you know, all the progress that it's made.
Buffalo Common Council member Nitch Novikowski has a totally different viewpoint than I. By the way, back during the Anthony Masiello administration, they put together a committee to study the Broadway market. And I think there was one person on that committee who said it needs to be moved. If you're going to have a community market, you got to move it. Otherwise, it's just not going to be viable. And I know the name of that individual, but I just want to double check. And he's a prominent Buffalonian who knows a thing or two about promotion. Councilman, what happens now? $40 million is going to be spent on the market itself, which to me seems rather extravagant, but what happens if the renovation is done, the $40 million of taxpayer money is poured into this, and foot traffic still doesn't materialize? What's plan B?
So from, you know, I want to talk about from the time that the money was allotted to now, and to have the physical improvements that will happen at the Broadway Market and the detailed plan, and then the management entity that will be stumping for vendors and getting people in there. I believe that it'll be a regional attraction that we should be proud of and will be proud of. So that's where I'm at. You know, I have to focus in on, you know, engaging the surrounding community, making sure that the management entity is up and running and successful, and that members of the state help work through implementing that plan, especially through design and construction of the redevelopment of the Broadway Market.
But what's plan B if that doesn't happen? And frankly, it hasn't happened as long as I've been doing this for a living.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm laser focused on what's in front of me. I'm putting one foot in front of the other and executing the plan that's been not only engaged in but vetted for a very long time. I would say probably a little bit too long. And I look forward to the management entity and the construction to revitalize the Broadway Market to turn it into a regional attraction.
So $40 million, and there's not a plan B. I've got a plan B before every show, and it ain't $40 million.
That's where I'm at, Tom.
Now, has any independent audit evaluated whether continued public ownership of the Broadway Market by the city makes financial sense?
So the physical market itself will be, you know, is owned by the city, but it will be ran and managed by for a very long duration of time with the lease that we approved at council this year by the management entity, which will be its separate entity.
Now, at the beginning, you talked about the importance to the neighborhood, not exactly in those words, but it's a historical import for the city. But are taxpayers investing in this building and in the Broadway Market because it legitimately is going to work, or simply because it is symbolic and it's something nobody wants to say, yeah, it really doesn't work and we're going to do away with it?
No, I hate symbolic things. The fact is that I'm, you know, I've built a career on getting things that are tangibly done. And when you invest in the Broadway Market, you invest in the east side of Buffalo, you invest in Broadway Fillmore, and you invest in that section of our city of Buffalo. And their success is the direct success of the surrounding community, which is a hardy community and seen a lot of changes over the years. I would say that from probably 10 years from now, you know, 10 years ago, that the neighborhood has stabilized. Its whole makeup and regeneration has been slow, but I've been on the upside of things where I've seen people move into Broadway Fillmore, and where I would go to block club meetings and there were three people. Now you have, you know, 28 in a room, and you have people that are really coming in there and investing in their properties. And we've actually seen in my district in the United States Census, that's where I have actually seen the population growth in my part of the district is in Broadway Fillmore.
Now, has the city of Buffalo explored selling or redeveloping the site maybe into mixed-use housing and retail? And if not, why not? Because that seems to be the wave of the future with many commercial enterprises, particularly the shopping malls.
I love that you brought that up. So adaptive reuses of our buildings are super important because the sheer square footage of these commercial spaces, people just aren't using them anymore. 10,000 square feet, you know, with online shopping and distribution, you know, a lot of commercial spaces and corridors just are grappling with that. They're just not using the square footage. So making sure that we have a new use in there to get density is super important. That was never brought up in the Broadway Market section. Well, one second. But you will see if you go down Plater Street, there's a lot of funding and the monies that were dispensed to make sure that the surrounding community was invested in, because it didn't make any sense to give the Broadway Market a chunk of money and then, you know, you need a Ford Bronco to get down Lombard Street, or houses aren't invested in, or the surrounding neighborhood is left in derelict condition. So a lot of the pairing funding around the Broadway Market is to work and to coincide with the Broadway Market, because their success is mutual.
Well, Councilman Nowakowski, I thank you very much for joining us. Wasn't trying to give you a hard time, just so you know, but one of my pet peeves with media is sometimes you get these sacred cow stories like the Broadway Market, and it's almost like people in the media who are supposed to ask tough questions, they don't. They have no teeth whatsoever.
Oh, no, I'm not soft, Tommy. Have me on any time. I could take a few hits, please. I'm a public official.
I wasn't trying to hit you. I was just trying to ask some questions that I haven't heard people in media typically ask, because it's almost like they shy away from using analytical or critical thinking. Councilman, thank you very much. I appreciate. I'm just saying. I thank you very much for your time. Buffalo Common Council Member Mitch Novikowski, and we are grateful for his time, of course.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.